The difference between fact and rumor is, right, evidence. Finding that evidence can and is usually done in a variety of places with different methods. One of the rumors of history was the continent of Atlantis, which legend says was an advanced society that sank into the sea. The search historically had been a single direction. My next guest is here to preview a show that premieres tonight on the National Geographic Channel, which will present a search for Atlantis unlike really any ever tried before. Here with the story and the show, Atlantis Rising, is University of Hartford professor and archaeologist, Dr. Richard Freund. Thanks for being here today, Doctor.
Good morning.
And Atlantis Rising is, like I said, on the National Geographic Channel later on tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, natgeotv.com. Get more info on the show. And, well, like I said in the intro, Doctor, there's rumor and there's fact. You have to believe in that rumor to try to determine if it's fact. So going into this project, were you a believer of the one-time existence of Atlantis?
Well, you know, we've done about 30 projects worldwide. Our team is a group of geophysicists, geoscientists, archaeologists, anthropologists, chemists. And what we do is we get invited to places. And there was a group of Spanish archaeologists that were working in a marsh in southern Spain. So it's one of the largest marshes in all of Europe, about 250 square miles. It goes all the way from Seville all the way down to Cadiz on the coast of the Atlantic. And they were working there for a few years, and National Geographic was filming them because they were looking for the remains of what they thought and what was suspected was the place where Atlantis was originally located. This marsh is in what used to be about 3,000-4,000 years ago, an open bay right out into the Atlantic, and was destroyed apparently by an earthquake and a tsunami. It basically inundated and sedimented in the entire bay. So archaeologists have been working in this area for many years. The only reason why they suspected they could find it is space photography in the 1990s had shown that there was something very unusual, circular structures below the surface. And our team was brought in basically because we do subsurface mapping using ground-penetrating radar and electrical resistivity tomography. It's like an MRI for the ground. And so we were trying to get them the information about where to actually look specifically in this huge marsh. So that was filmed back in 2009, 2010, and it premiered on the National Geographic Channel in 2011. That was Finding Atlantis. And at the end of the documentary, we realized that there was no way to excavate in that marsh. But we suspected that the tsunami that destroyed Atlantis, it destroyed this city, that we did find there were remnants below the surface, probably were out in the Atlantic. But we didn't have the time or the budget. And in comes James Cameron, who not only is a marine archaeologist enthusiast, but he has all this expertise about undersea discovery. And he helped us get a big boat, a robotically operated vehicle to go underneath the surface of the water, and to actually use a marine archaeology team, the same kind of team that they used for the Titanic,
right,
to look for the remnants of the city. And I have to say, you'll see it in the movie, it was very successful.
That's something I'm eager to see. We're talking with Dr. Richard Freund. Get a preview of Atlantis Rising, which is on later on tonight on the National Geographic Channel at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. NatGeoTV.com is a website you're listening to Issues and Ideas. What's odd about this, too, Doctor, you basically have, as you mentioned, the high technology and the everything of today's tools, and you can also turn to the ancient Plato's writings as far as
right.
at least a foundation and a basis of, okay, here's what
right.
was, let's find out how that was is now the is.
Right. So, you see, Plato is one of these ancient writers that 2,400 years ago, he writes not one, but two accounts of Atlantis, and he gives very specific geographic locations of where to look. He says that it was located by the Pillars of Hercules, which is the terminology today is the Straits of Gibraltar. But in antiquity, every single Greek mariner, navigator, reader knew that the Straits of Gibraltar, the Pillars of Hercules, were located in southern Spain. So you shouldn't be looking in China. You shouldn't be looking in the Bahamas. You should be looking in southern Spain. So Spanish archaeologists have been looking there for a good long while, but this bay, it's all sedimented in. How do you actually find evidence for it? So as this search progressed, we were able actually to find sister cities that looked architecturally like the description of Plato. Now, Plato is an ancient writer, but that doesn't mean that he's making things up. He's an ancient writer with great integrity, and so we take Plato seriously. We just don't read him literally. And when he gives us descriptions of what the city looked like with the concentric circles and with there was a port island city in the midst of a very large body of water, we have to take everything he's saying seriously. So when you find all the evidence of a destroyed area off the coast of this southern Spain, you have to associate these elements together. The other thing was that back in 2011, when the documentary appeared, I got thousands of letters from people who lived on the Mediterranean and different other capitals, archaeologists who were working in other areas, and said, you know, we have these same architectural features in some of the cities that we have on our islands, in our group. So in this documentary, Atlantis Rising, the film takes you to places like Santorini and Crete and Malta and Sardinia and the Azores that all have these types of architectural features. And so what we think is that it's not just one mother city that was located in southern Spain, that Atlantis was the Atlantis civilization. It was something that spread throughout the entire Mediterranean. And so when the mother ship dies, when the port is destroyed by this earthquake and tsunami, and Plato is very specific, he says that Atlantis was destroyed almost overnight by earthquake and subsidence, and this mud was and made it impassable. So he's talking about something that was totally destroyed, but these other places seem to have popped up either after the destruction or right near the end of the life of the original city. So this Atlantis civilization is what gets investigated in the new documentary.
That's the obvious question people had. Did anyone get away? Because obviously shipping was a big a tool of the times.
That is the $64,000 question.
So did anybody
get away?
You would think so.
What we found is that since these other cities, these other ports in Malta and Sardinia, were all post the destruction. I mean, the area that we're looking at in southern Spain is really from the Bronze Age. It's about 4,000 years ago, 6,000 years ago. So these other sites start to pop up about 3,000 years ago. So these other sites have been spawned by survivors who got out of Atlantis on ships and went to these other places and basically rebuilt their own lives around the memory of Atlantis that they knew.
It is if you're a fan of what ifs, this is one of those collection of what ifs that is just going to be unfolding in front of you. And even if maybe your knowledge of Atlantis is limited to that Donovan song from way back when, which is one of the worst songs ever made, by the way, but that's my opinion, this is just going to be a fascinating discovery you get to go along for the ride with. Atlantis Rising, it premieres later on tonight, the National Geographic Channel, 9 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Central. Find out more, get a little clue in ahead of time at netgeotv.com, and getting a preview from Dr. Richard Freund from the University of Hartford. He's a professor archaeologist. Dr. Richard Freund, thanks for being here today.
Thank you.